So we are now with a Clang startup founded by Pascal Dietrich. What did we just hear together?
Hi, French Web. Thanks for inviting us. What we heard here is a demo of our 3D audio technology. So we switched from a normal stereo to a 3D image. And that is possible with our 3D technology when you wear headphones. So it's very important that you go back and listen to it with headphones.
So while we talk together, that's right that I wear headphones. But does it mean that if I don't wear headphones, I can't hear your technology?
No, you can't hear then the benefits of the technology. It's very essential that you wear headphones, because what we do is we capture all the acoustics of the human body and how the sound propagates from different angles to your ears. And that's what we take into account and reproduce an immersive 3D audio field.
So what is exactly your product? How have you developed this technology? Is it a hardware or is it based on algorithm?
In the kernel, it's actually based on algorithm. So what we did in the past over 10 years, we concentrated on binaural hearing, and it's in the Institute of Technical Acoustics here at the University in Aachen, where we studied all these effects, the psychoacoustics effects. And the main application we saw for that was in the music business. And actually, when I was rehearsing with my band and I was wearing in-ears and playing live, and I had a problem to listen to all the instruments and separate them. And then I said, okay, we actually have to use the binaural hearing and bring it to the people in the music business, because they can actually benefit from that and separate sources better and hear all the instruments around you instead of just inside your head, what happens normally if you wear headphones. So it is a software, an algorithm, and in the first place we developed a hardware people, professional musicians, can use on stage to have a 3D sound image and perform better. And now we want to go actually in the software direction, where we say music streaming, live concerts, live recordings, and we want to have our application, our technology applied there as well.
So do you think that in the music industry we do need a 3D solution? Do you think that Apple and all those new streaming solutions online, such as Deezer or Spotify, are not offering a quality of sound enough for the audience?
Yes, we believe that listening to music recordings will change drastically in the next decade. People want to interact with content, and actually they want to feel as part of the musical performance and be close to the artist. That does not necessarily mean that you have to play an instrument, but you want to be a part of the performance. And this, from our point of view, can only be achieved with 3D audio technology. So our teaser is re-experience your favorite music productions in immersive 3D audio virtual reality.
So what is your business model? Is it only B2B or is it also B2C?
That actually depends on the final model we will choose. That is ranging right now from licensing to our own products. But it's what we like best is actually a B2B model, where we license our technology then.
Do you have competitors on this market today?
Of course, it depends on the final model of cooperation. The new market of virtual reality has massive potential from our point of view, and this opens up opportunities to several partners. 3D audio has not currently been properly addressed in this context, and we see 3D audio technology for headphones, that is actually a new thing coming up for professional live performances. We did this with high profile productions. We are out there on stage without competitors. And I think most important is no one has actually addressed high resolution 3D audio music. So I don't see a competitor there right now, because our technology is designed especially for music.
Who are your first clients?
We have in the States, very cool bands touring with the system. There is System of a Down, a metal band that is touring, but we also had Slash and Miles Kennedy using our system, and some major productions are now taking these products we have on stage. And let's have a look, maybe these productions will also be the first for the software solution. to offer their concerts in 3D.
What are your main objectives for the short term? What are your main objectives in the long term?
I think listening to music via headphones or in-ears usually brings along problems. This is true for on-stage musicians, where we are with Klangfabrik, our 3D in-ear mixing technology right now, and this offers a great solution for all these problems. But it's also true for everyone that wants to listen to music in an immersive manner everywhere around the world. So we want to change that and be a part of the new era with 3D audio and the new listening to music where you interact with the music.
And finally, what can we wish for you for the coming Midem Can competition?
Actually, our main goal is to meet wonderful people again. It is like every trade fair and every pitch we've been to. We've met so many great people. We don't call them competitors. So maybe we win, maybe we won't, but actually, I think we will win a lot of new friends and great contacts to hook on to this new journey for 3D audio.
Thank you very much, Pascal Dietrich.
Thank you very much.